In Kyrgyzstan today, the parliament announced plans for a presidential election in June. The president reportedly fled to Moscow following massive protests by the opposition. The capital city of Bishkek is quiet following two nights of looting. Joining us from the capital of the former Soviet Republic is NPR's Ivan Watson. Ivan, what's the scene like tonight?
Well, it's certainly much calmer than it was last night. This new government that's suddenly been thrust in the position of power, it has had some success coaxing the Bishkek police force back into uniforms, back on the streets. Last night, with the help of volunteers, they helped face down mobs of looters, of young men who were out in the streets hoping for a second night of rampaging through the streets. And so there was much less damage done to the city's businesses. Today, the police were out also in the streets. The large groups of demonstrators had dispersed on the central square here in Bishkek. And tonight, I'm not hearing the sound of gunfire as I'd heard last night. I don't see these mobs out in the streets anymore. So the new government has had some success now reasserting some kind of rule.
What are the demonstrators angry about?
Well, I think you had a demonstration in the beginning that was against President Askar Akayev, who has fled the country, also against allegations that the elections that took place last week were rigged, as international observers have said that there were some serious shortcomings that took place during those elections. Since then, however, it's kind of devolved, and there was a lot of opportunism. It was very clear that people were just interested in grabbing some loot from the city's stores. And there have also been reports of counter-demonstrations, loyalists to the president who has fled the country, who tried to mount their own demonstration, and apparently that has fizzled.
Well, who's running the country now?
Right now, it's basically the parliament that was supposed to be replaced by last week's elections, led by opposition leaders there. There is an acting president, Kurmanbek Bakiyev, as well as a number of ministers who have been appointed. Bakiyev gave a press conference today where he said the parliament had agreed to hold presidential elections in June. So this is, in theory, a temporary government until then.
What do we know about this opposition leader?
Well, he's a former prime minister. He worked under President Akayev in the past. He's not the only opposition leader. There's another man named Felix Kulov, who was jailed for several years by President Akayev, and he was just released on Thursday. He's taken control of all of the security forces. And there are a number of other figures, and I imagine there's some jostling now for different top positions in this interim government.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Kyrgyzstan. Thank you, Ivan.
You're welcome, Debbie.